The next song is renowned the world over, but it had humble beginnings. Paul said,
I just fell out of bed one morning and had the tune yesterday. I don't know how I got that. I just had it. And I thought, oh, I like that one.
He played it for the other Beatles and George Martin, and they all agreed it was one of the strongest melodies he'd ever written. Even though the album was complete, they quickly recorded the piece. At first, it had no words and went under the title Scrambled Eggs.
I didn't have any words, so for weeks that was Scrambled Egg, you know. Scrambled Egg, oh, baby, I love your legs.
This was the title that was used by George Martin for the piece when he put it out on an album of instrumental arrangements of various Beatles songs.
I thought it was a super tune. I kept saying to Paul, you know, you've got to make a lyric on this. You've got to really write a good lyric, because it's a great tune. And he said, well, we can't, you know, we'll call it Scrambled Egg, because it fitted so well. And he was looking for a single word that would fit the phrase, da-da-dum. And he came up with Yesterday. And I objected to it, actually. I said, well, the only problem is there's a pretty well-known song called Yesterday's in the plural. At that time, I mean, it was still very vivid in my memory. He said, well, people don't know about that, do they? He hadn't heard of it. So he went ahead with Yesterday, and of course, nowadays, you never hear the other one.
Never.
Although, in fact, it did happen to me that somebody asked, when I was in New York, we were in a bar, and somebody asked, went up to the pianist and asked him to play Yesterday, and he played the old one.
In the recording, George Martin suggested using strings. Nothing big, just a quartet.
Well, I mean, when Paul played it to the group, you know, they would say, well, Ringo started tapping away on drums, and what can we do with it? Well, you know, it wasn't a three guitars and drums thing. And I said, put down guitar and piano and voice just to begin with, Paul, and we'll see what we can do with it, which we did. And I said, nothing else you can do. You can't put heavy drums on that. It's nonsense. You can't put a heavy bass guitar on it, even. I said, what about having a string accompaniment? You know, fairly tastefully done. And he didn't want any of that. And then I thought about it. I said, well, what about string quartet then? So he dug that. He thought it was neat.